an old gentleman and everything folks said.
And we have Jed himself, Buddy Epson, with us. Hi, Buddy. Buddy?
Well, doggy.
All right.
Hey, Mark.
How are you?
Great, and you? Nice great. To talk to you.
It's great to talk to you, too. It's one of my great thrills of doing this show is to be able to meet some of the people that I have come to love through the screen for many, many moons. And
well, it's nice to talk to you. I have very fond memories of Boston, that area.
Really?
Tell me, is Lockover still in existence?
Lockover? Yeah, I believe it is. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a wonderful restaurant.
It's a great one, but of course, I can't afford it. I'm only in radio, so.
Well, you know, you're young, and there's a great future for you.
Thanks, buddy. This is tremendous. First of all, right off the bat, I want to wish you a happy birthday. I know it's coming up very shortly.
Yeah.
And happy birthday to you.
All right, thank you very much.
You're going to be 86 years old.
That's right.
Do you feel 86?
Pardon?
Do you feel 86?
Do I feel 86?
Yeah.
I really don't. I'm kind of amazed. I'm sitting around waiting for that feeling to start in the head again. But I keep busy and attacking new things. And so I don't feel age creeping on me.
I'm thrilled to talk to you. And let me ask you a few things. First of all, many people didn't know about your experience on The Wizard of Oz, and you've really talked about it quite a bit in here. Tell us out there what happened.
I was under contract to MGM in Hollywood, and they came to me one day and said, you're going to be the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz. I thought, gee, that's great, because it's going to be a million-dollar picture. That was a lot of money in those days. And then Ray Bolger, young man from Massachusetts, had been doing a Scarecrow dance in Vaudeville for years, came on the lot. The minute I saw him, I thought, uh-oh, there goes my part.
Hmm.
And that was true. But they shifted me to the Tin Man. Now, the problem with the Tin Man was they didn't hadn't had any previous experience with acquiring a metallic makeup, so they powdered me with aluminum dust. And, of course, I breathed enough of it to get very sick. I had emphysema, and I worked in the show for 10 days and then went to the hospital.
And when you got back, things were changed.
When I got back, the part was gone. Anyway, that's the story of the Tin Man and the Wizard of Oz.
But you mentioned in the book that you think that you're actually still in the film in some part.
Well, I think that an economy-minded unit manager, when he looked at the stuff that had been shot, said, "Well, listen, at this distance, you can't tell who's in the suit. So use Epson."
But you think that your voice is still on? We're off to see the Wizard.
Yeah, it's still discernible in some of the group singing. Hmm. We're off to see the Wizard, the Wonderful Wizard of Oz, that part of it.
Yeah.
And then when Ted Turner bought MGM and the